Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and this is our second week of a new series of our challenges. As we prepare for Christmas, we're talking about it as the night that changed everything. And last week we saw how it was the night that changed the religious. This week we're going to see how it was a night that changed the powerful. Next week we'll see how it was a night that changed the poor, and then a night that changed you, and then finally a night that changed the wise. So we're going to be working through these different segments of society, how they reacted to Jesus differently. And like I said, we're looking this week at the powerful in society. And so today I'll introduce that as a new idea. Tomorrow we'll see where it comes from in the Bible. Wednesdays we'll see how that changes and transforms our thinking. Thursday we'll see how that challenges and transforms our actions. And then Friday is a day for prayer and reflection. Now, to say that the birth of Jesus, Christmas, changed the powerful might be a surprise for you. You might think of Christmas as something that has power. Christians have long been a majority in the Western world, or at least Christian culture and ideas and events and holidays. And so we're used to Christmas kind of being a dominant and powerful player, far more dominant in Western culture than other religious holidays that fall around the same time. They can get kind of tacked on as a, you know, Merry Christmas and oh, Happy Holidays too. So we're used to thinking of Christmas as being quite powerful in our culture. It is a dominant force. You look at all the advertising that goes into Christmas, not necessarily for religious reasons, but because of all the other traditions that have been added on in culture. Christmas dominates. Christmas is powerful. Christmas changes the bottom line for many businesses. Christmas is a huge evening for churches. Christmas is a centerpiece of the year for many people. It has power in itself, but it hasn't always been that way. What actually happened that first Christmas was the birth of a baby boy. And babies are some of the most powerless people we can imagine, right? They're completely helpless. They need their mother to feed them. They need their parents to nurture and care for them and take them places and help them sleep. They need help with just about everything. Human babies are some of the most vulnerable young that are born into this world. There are so many other species where the animal is able to fend for itself much more readily. But our babies can't walk, they can't talk, they can't feed themselves. The idea that God, the creator of the universe, would come to earth as a helpless little baby who needs all that help from humans, the idea that God would make himself so vulnerable as one of our little babies is just astounding. We talked last week about the incarnation, the idea that God came to earth in human flesh. And sometimes we need to really dwell in that and consider that for a while to figure out what's really happening there. This is astounding. This is not what anybody would have predicted. And yet it was there all along as part of God's story. Now, Jesus was identified early on as a king. He had some visitors, magi or wise men, we call them today. We're going to talk about that in the final week of this series, just after Christmas. But they treated him like a king. They brought him gifts that didn't make a lot of sense for a little baby, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We'll talk about that in a few weeks. But they seemed to have a sense that he was worth worshiping. They bowed down and worshiped. And so there was something about this child that tipped a few people off. But many people didn't see it. Maybe they didn't want to see it. And that's what we're going to look at this week. Why the powerful were so scared by Jesus. So scared by this little baby. It wasn't just that he was a king. You know, Prince George was born this year in England, and he doesn't scare anybody except maybe a few anti-monarchists, but he's a baby. He'll someday be king, but he's a baby. And yet the reaction of the powerful to Jesus was one of complete intolerance. They could not tolerate his existence. He threatened them. And we're going to see tomorrow the chief person who was threatened by Jesus' mere existence. But first, I've got a question for you to consider, and I hope you'll share it with friends. What scares powerful people? Pretty simple question. I want to remind you that we're reading the Bible in sync as a community, so make sure you check our app or website for today's reading. And we have our Christmas party coming up very soon, December 14th. Hope we'll see you there. You'll find information on our website or in our app. See you tomorrow. Bye for now.